Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you. Christians must always be alert to their influence on others. That is what Jesus had in mind when he said in the Sermon on the Mount, "You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt have lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. And it gives light unto all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven." Matthew 5:13-16. Paul told the Philippians that they were to shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. Philippians 2:15-16. Paul was always concerned about his influence on his fellow workers and on other Christians. He even refused to take legitimate support from the church at Corinth because he did not want to hinder the gospel of Christ. 1 Corinthians 9:12. The Apostle Peter was a great preacher and an apostle, but sometimes he was not so careful about his influence on others as he should have been. For example, when certain Jewish brothers paid a visit to the first church among the Gentiles in Antioch of Syria, Peter was embarrassed to be caught eating with some Gentiles. He withdrew and separated himself, fearing them which were of the circumcision. Galatians 2:12. Paul withstood Peter to the face because he was to be blamed for his hypocritical conduct. Galatians 2:11. It is always serious when children of God play the hypocrite, but even more serious when their behavior causes others to act like hypocrites. This comment is made about Peter's withdrawing and separating himself from his Gentile brothers in Christ. And the other Jews dissemble likewise with him, insomuch that Barnabas also was carried away with their dissimulation. Galatians 2:13. I have no idea how many Jews were eating with the Gentiles when the Jewish delegation from James arrived at Antioch. But when they saw how Peter was behaving, they followed him in his hypocrisy. Please remember that the word dissimulation literally means to play the hypocrite. The men who followed Peter's hypocritical act are not being excused for their hypocrisy just because Peter misbehaved. Paul was showing how serious it is when a leader, especially an apostle, was so unstable. Peter should have been a stalwart soldier of the cross of Christ, but instead, he was weak and vacillating on this occasion. His hypocrisy hurt the cause of Christ at Antioch. Preachers, elders, deacons, and other church leaders need to remember who they are and how many people are watching their every word and deed. The Apostle Peter exhorted elders to be examples to the flock. 1 Peter 5:3. Paul demanded of the Christians at Corinth, "Be followers of me, even as I also am of Christ." 1 Corinthians 11:1. Paul's qualifier about following him or any other Christian must be honored. We can follow elders and other leaders so long as they follow Christ. When they deviate from the path of truth and righteousness, they are no longer models for us to imitate. One of the truly great men in the early church was Barnabas. The apostles called him the son of consolation. Acts 4:36. But Barnabas was carried away with Peter's and the other Jews' dissimulation. He should have been stronger and stood firm for the cause of Christ, but he was influenced by Peter and by the other Jews. May our Father help us to be good examples to all with whom we come in contact. We thank you for listening today, and may God continue to bless you.